Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.
We had an absolute dribbler on the show today. We asked a question. What happened when you fought your neighbour? You're having some problems with your neighbour, Moon Man.
Yes, I am. There's been a builder's bin full of waste out the front of my house for a couple of weeks, and I want it moved. And I'm about to start a neighbourhood feud. And then we spoke to Jared.
A peek behind the scenes here. I've got a button that, you know, if you swear or do anything wrong, then it eliminates the last 10 seconds.
It's called
the
dump button.
So it never goes to where. Like I would have dumped that, but it's fine because it's on the catch up.
Yeah. I didn't know I could swear on this.
You sure can. Do you want to test the waters?
Yeah.
No, I bleeped that. You can't do that. So Jared went for a while and then he said a bad word. Didn't go to where, but you're going to hear what didn't go to air on the catch up. So it's exciting.
Also,
there's other things.
I'm thinking of other swear words to say.
The worst thing that happened on the show.
We had a sports all in where we were discussing Wayne's book, which you can get at a very bargain basement price now.
Don't stop with the music in you. Don't die with the music in you, which is always very good advice if you're playing musical chairs.
And the poor meter maids on the Gold Coast, they're having a rough go, aren't they?
Yeah, but they've opened a bar.
I sure have.
Can't be doing that badly.
Really exciting.
They're actually strippers, aren't they?
No.
They're just women that stick coins in slots.
Oh. That's true.
What, brandy and jazz?
No, are you if you want to know, go to their bar. It's just open.
Well, we're getting on the M1.
What's that pole doing there?
We're going south.
Enjoy the catch up.
I'm just wondering, has anyone out there been to war with their neighbours? And what have you fought about? Give us a call, 133353. I'm about to go to war with mine. Well, maybe not war, probably war.
It's not a good thing, mate.
Things are going to escalate. What's happened is my neighbours are getting a renovation done. They're expecting their second child, so everyone immediately will be sympathetic towards them. But I've had a builder's bin outside my front door. Big mini skip, and it's full, and it's been full for a couple of weeks. It's like, well, shouldn't that be moved and a new one?
Hold on, you're on a
place?
Small block, so they can't. They must be the same, are they? They can't put it inside their yard. I thought you had to have it inside your yard.
So it's terrace houses, and they're they abut one another, and so it's got to be on the street. And the council says that you can't put it in a no standing zone, so you've got to use a car space, and the car space that they're using is right out the front of my place, where wife and child like to get a light from the vehicle. And so I've been patient to the point where it's like, okay, enough is enough. Put the bin outside your place, but certainly move a full bin.
You want to tell everyone what you did last night?
Tell them what you did.
Okay, so I'm using white hairspray to paint my hair to look like Malcolm Turnbull. And that's part of my act. And I came home and there was a can of this spray paint, essentially it is, but temporary hairspray. And I wrote, move it, on the bin. And
You kind of wrote it a little more colourfully than that. But yes, that was basic premise, I guess.
Move the effing bin. And then this morning I was full of remorse because, I don't want it to escalate super quickly. So I washed it off this morning. I'm out there washing a skip. Oh, well done, guys. You're doing a great job, Lozza.
Great backing down, mate. That's pathetic.
Yeah, great backing down. Okay, I might have had a couple of wines and I was too charged last night.
It's pretty obvious who wrote it, I suppose. So it's in front of your house and you've sworn on the bin. Yeah, they know where to come.
Anyway,
right.
But they can't put it there. What's in front of their house? They want the front of their house free for builders and stuff.
What is in front of their house is a car space so that the pregnant wife and her young child can get out of the car.
Oh, hold on. Did you hear? I didn't hear that earlier this morning when you said I wouldn't mind talking about that. Did you hear that?
You said it at the start.
I did. Yeah. Oh, they're expecting their second child. No. So it's a dicey one, but I'm certainly going to have a word and say, okay, I'm fine with the renovations and there has been a lot of noise and you just put up with that, but I want the bin gone. All right. So I want to know, are you at war with your neighbour? And what are you fighting about? And how quickly does it escalate too? Where's it gone to? Has it ended up as a proper feud? Is a chainsaw involved? Give us a call, 133353. We want to hear from you. Are you feuding with your neighbour?
I wonder if you can ring anyone and get that bin moved or dropped.
No, I would never do that.
Get a mate with a truck. One of the listeners with a truck could maybe pull it along the street.
Interesting.
To the next
I texted the bin company this morning and I said, there's a bin here and it's full. And I named the street. I don't want to tell you where I live. Can you come and get it? And he said, oh, it's the builder's responsibility to tell us when to come and pick it up, but we'll come and pick it up today. So, and then I said, can't you put it in the standing area? And they said, no, councils won't allow it. So I'm proactive here, but I will be having a chat to the neighbour.
All right, 133353, what happened when you fought your neighbour? And what's the best way to make peace for the Moon Man? Let's get the peace pipe out, huh?
What, there's nothing good with this.
When you say peace pipe, maybe not a pipe.
Renaults make people angry. When you close your door, you and Lou would talk about that bloody Renault. They said it was only going to take 2 months. Is that being four now?
And there's also a builder's dunny on their front lawn, and that just somehow churns my gut.
But just remember,
have you had one in there? Have you been in there?
No, I haven't.
That's when your gut will get churned,
I'm just imagining what's in there. It's like, wow, don't think about that. So yeah, I'm about to start a feud with the neighbour because there is a waste bin parked in front of my place.
You might get a few people telling you, no, don't do it. It's not worth it.
I'll start with that. But Darren of Deception Bay, when have you fought with your neighbour?
Oh, I had a neighbour that thought he was Jimmy Barnes and thought he could sing like Jimmy Barnes.
Only after a couple of beers, I guess.
Oh, it was quite a few beers, I think it was, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't very fantastic.
And what happened next?
I got remote control cars that run on whippersnipper motors.
Right. Of course you do.
So I took one of the exhausts off my car and put it on my whippersnipper and decided to whippersnipper the whole backyard at 5:30 in the morning.
Right, so fighting fire with fire. And did working class man wind up pretty soon after that?
He sure did. He told me I won this one, but I told him I hadn't started yet.
Okay, maybe chainsaw
next.
Now.
I think we were talking before the news about chainsaw, so get that out next.
Good luck, Darren. Jared of Salisbury, have you had a fight with your neighbour?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us about yours.
All right. I'll tell you what, I reckon I have Queensland's strangest neighbour.
Oh, good one.
Good.
So, one day I was sitting on the back deck having a coffee with missus, and anyway, saw the neighbour out in the backyard, and I politely said, oh, g'day, how you going? To which she replied, don't gallop me over the fence. Oh, yeah, righto.
All right. So that was the
first moment that I thought was a bit strange. Yeah. Then I thought, I've filled the pool in out the back and I wanted to trim the tree that was hanging over. And anyway, so I've gone around there and I've said, oh, do you mind if I cut a couple of trees back, rah, rah. Slams the door in my face. Oh, righto. she's a bit strange. I think she's got like a agoraphobia or something to that effect. Right. She doesn't like speaking to people. And we correspond via written.
That's okay, Jared. Right. Just get to the crux. What happened? What was the big thing that happened?
Oh, well, I wanted to replace the fence. I asked them whether I could do it, and they're like, yeah, no dramas. Anyway, so I started getting into the project, and I'm a boilermaker by trade, and fences are too bloody hard. And they're like, no drums, called away through the project, and I finally just slapped the post in. The coppers rocked
anyone
up.
Anyone want a coffee?
Sorry, Jared, this is going longer than War and Peace, mate.
The coppers rocked up, and they told me to desist because they decided didn't want to move on with the project because I'd compromised the boundary or something. They're fucking weird.
Oh, Lord.
Jared's story went for a really long time, and then he swore.
We'll never find out. Can we ring him back and get the last 12 minutes of that?
Good on you, Jared. Yeah. Good to have you as a listener, mate.
The Big Breakfast. Sports All In.
Okie doke. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be one subject today on the Sports All In, and that's the Broncos. Marto?
Why not? They're not going any good. They can't score points. And also, listen to this stat. They're going to New Zealand, okay, 2:30 Saturday arvo. They play against the Warriors.
And they're doing really well.
Top of the table, Warriors. Broncos have only won once in the last seven times they've gone over there. They do not play well in Auckland. Hey, bro. Can I just give everyone a warning? Don't speak ill of the Broncos, otherwise Corbin Sims will come over and get you.
I just wish people would back off me teammates. I'm sick of seeing people bagging the Broncos.
Yeah, me teammates.
That's the trouble with a one-team town, though, isn't it? You're either going to enjoy all of the glory or the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. So,
did you just say Walker, arrow?
Shakespeare. Did you say arrow? Broncos.
One of the NRL's leading forwards of this year. Remember last year, Jai Arrow? Where do I know that name? That's right.
That
couldn't
time.
Make the Broncos team. That's right. Wasn't good enough. He goes to the Gold Coast. He's about to play. He'll play Origin this year, this Jai Arrow, and the Broncos let him go. Who did they hang on to? Oh, my brain. Oh, Sam Thaido, that's right. Sam, what do you think, mate? Is everyone having a go at you?
Under fire veteran Sam Thaido, bristling at suggestions he should have retired.
Just stop writing gossip columns and just stick to writing footy stories.
Well, only a few minutes ago, Sam Thaido said he knows that Wayne Bennett's got his back after being criticised by Chris Walker and told to retire. Now, Wayne Bennett's been coming out and just throwing left and right all over the joint.
He had a go at Chris Walker.
What did he say, Marto?
He said Chris Walker should have taken his own advice towards the back end of his career, which, you know, every footballer tries to get a lot out, but Chris Walker kept dropping down a level, like, you know, as he went along. And
it's a very good question, though, whether you should actually finish when you're on top or whether you should just be removed when you can no longer play.
What was the name of Wayne Bennett's book?
Oh.
Don't die with the music in you. So he's going, always use... Sorry.
That is a weird fact to know.
But I want to say, because he was going, you know, keep on going while you've got the passion.
Right.
But he has
is that the name of his sports biography, Don't Die with the Music in You?
Can someone check that for me?
Okay, right. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'll just do some stats while you check that, the Wayne Bennett book.
Yeah,
because Wayne Bennett always says... despite having that in the name of his book, has always said, don't play on one season too little rather than one season too many. Sam Thaido's stats this year. I'll just go running metres. That's the best indication of how you're going as a forward, okay?
Right.
He's run 58, okay? Josh Maguire going well, 124 metres a game. Matt Gillette not going well, but still 80. Jared Wallace down the Gold Coast, 122, remembering Sam Thaido's 58. Jai Arrow, the one we let go of so we can hang on to Sam, 156 metres a game. Sam Thaido, 58. Josh Papali also plays State of Origin, 108 metres a game, and he's just been dropped from A grade at Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible, 58 metres. Why are you still in the team?
Lay the Broncos, you know, results at the feet of Sam Thaido. There's other players in the team. How's
Darius
Boyd travelling?
Darius Boyd, ordinary. He's obviously not able to run anymore. He's hamstring.
James Roberts.
Yeah, tries hard, but trips over his own feet. Nikarima and Milford aren't going any good. This Jack Bird, they're saying he might fix our problems with 5'8". He's terrible. Another bad boy.
You're right with the book title, Don't Die With the Music In You. And the really good news at Booktopia, it's 80% off.
I might go and get one.
That's a $5 bargain bin right there.
Well, that'll do the Broncos.
That's the most weird sports biog title since Jim Cassidy brought out Pumper.
The
Meter Maids have been a fixture on the Gold Coast, and they're famed for bringing tourists to the Gold Coast. They've been wandering up and down the strip since the 60s. And being a Melbourne boy, I remember the Meter Maids because they would sometimes, often visit Melbourne to drum up support for the Gold Coast.
What, for a bit of media attention? Did they take them down there?
Yeah.
In fact, Sir Bruce Small, the most famous mayor of the Gold Coast, he was originally a Melburnian, invented or started the Malvern Star bike brand. He would bring them down, and it kind of became synonymous with the Gold Coast. There was girls wandering around putting coins in meters so your car wouldn't get booked. I thought it was a great publicity stunt, but now the whole wheel has turned and Peter Beattie has outlawed them as part of the Commonwealth Games. They're not allowed to walk a particular strip between Elkhorn and...
I think it's all the games areas around Cavill Ave.
They can be they can be charged up to $750. But now there's a bar started called the Meter Maids Bar.
What, do they have their own bar now?
They have, and the woman behind it is Roberta Aitchison, and we've got her this morning. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. How are you all?
Yes. Very well.
Excellent.
Just run us through where the Meter Maids are not allowed to go during the Commonwealth Games.
Pretty much anywhere. They were told by, I was told by the bylaw guys for Gold Dock the other day, we weren't allowed to walk from Alcorn Ave on the beachfront through to Laycock Street. My girls were walking along there a couple of days ago and they were told to move themselves from that area. We cannot be seen to be deemed to be having a photograph and accepting a gift donation from anybody while the games are on.
Why? How can they do that, Roberta? I can't understand how they could stop anyone from walking anywhere.
I'm not sure. Gold Dock apparently own the area. Like when the Formula One and the V8 supercars come to town, they own that particular precinct. Right. So apparently Peter Beattie, along with his cohorts, bought that area and they don't want us there.
Rebecca, can I check? So Moon was telling the story and in the mid-60s is when you started. Did the council used to run the Meter Maids and now it's a private operation?
No. That's the perception people are getting wrong. It's always been a private operation. It was originally bought out by Eileen Peters and it was pretty much a combination of Bernie Elsie, Eileen Peters, with the parking meters being introduced back in 1964, I think, late 64.
Oh, so that's why,
they
to help
to combat them. Tourists not wanting to park there. So they thought, how do we get the tourists into the town? So they put a girl in a beautiful gold bikini and a blue sash representing the sea and the sun and the sand. And it started from there. Okay. Bernie Elsie pretty much was responsible for
right.
it.
Okay. Now, Roberta, were you a meter maid back in the day?
Yes, I'm not that old. I don't like the three. I'll be 63 in May, but I was a meter maid from 32 till I was about 35. It was the late 80s, and it was probably the best time.
Roberta, did you guys use Warwick Capper at some stage? Was he a meter maid?
Use Warwick Capper. I think he used us for his publicity. But look, he's a great guy, and I think he got paid $20,000, I think, for that little gig while we walked for nothing. Woman's Weekly or Woman's Day, I think, was behind that. But, no, we enjoy doing publicity stunts with Warwick because he's a lot of fun. Mm. And the people from Melbourne just love him. So I'm hoping to get him in my new bar up in Orchard Ave.
Okay,
so
you've got
a new bar there, the Meter Maids Bar in Orchard Ave. How long's it been going?
26 Orchard Ave, 1 week.
Oh,
so it's all been trial and error, but it's going really well. And probably last night was our best night since. And being a Wednesday, it's great. People love coming there and looking at a bit of the history. They love talking to me, for what reason I don't know, but they do. And they love having a cold beer, a coldie with a goldie.
Sounds like a place we need to be. Roberta Aitchison, Meter Maids
owner,
8729. Thank you for joining us, The Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Okay, it was very funny this morning because we all came in and said, did you see the lead story last night in the news? It actually wasn't the lead story. There was a whole lot of Commonwealth Games stuff first, but it was the story that piqued everyone's interest. It was about a road rage incident in Sydney. It involved, it looked like a Jeep.
The Jeep tried to cut in across some traffic and there was a few people got upset.
Yeah, and so there was a long line of traffic and he's crossed the road and is trying to kind of bump his way through.
Yeah, he's edging his way in.
But across the front of a truck too.
Yeah, but it wasn't the truck that got upset.
No.
There was a guy about three cars behind in a ute, we think. They kept calling it a work truck, that got out of the car and took absolute umbrage to the driver who was trying to break in. This is how it was reported.
The furious driver leaps from his ute and sprints, then lands a coward's punch.
I only see this on movies, so it can be real.
The attacker hurries back to his work truck. A woman screams as the attacker grabs a chainsaw. Warning witnesses, recording on their phones.
Mother, put your phone down. Hey, stop recording there.
like...
I feel like upset is an understatement for that. I think
but he, more got, than upset he got punched up. After he hit the Jeep guy, mm-hmm. I think the biggest surprise was the Jeep guy hopped out. The Jeep guy wasn't in the best. He wasn't competing at the Commonwealth Games, no, but he got out and had a go. Did he throw a stubby of beer? Was he sitting in his Jeep? Did you see that?
I think he had a drink because he was kind of splashing it and...
And trying to throw punches.
And wrestling with the guy, but he got the better of a shirtless, angry man. And it's always a sign, isn't it, when your shirt's off and you're very angry. A little bit icy. And so then a couple of other tradies in high vis got involved, gave the guy a shellacking, said, get back into your car.
Yeah, he finished up on the road, didn't he? Like they had him beaten. They had him leaked. I think at one stage someone had their foot on his chest. Like they humiliated him, and that's when he's gone back to his ute and fired up. Chainsaws are hard to start too, usually. He had a good one.
He did the old I'm walking along and just pulled it. Yeah. He didn't have to put it on the ground and try it three or four times.
He must have used it that day for it to start that easily. That's what it said to me. He'd had it running.
So
didn't have to use any
chainsaw. So you think it's a chainsaw ad. Still chainsaws. Start first time every time.
No choke used at all. Usually you go, oh, God. Usually you get cramps in your shoulder while you're trying to start the bastard. He's just fired it up. What was he? And did he trim any trees on the way?
No, but he had the long blade too. It looked like a lumberjack's chainsaw. Mm. Yeah, but people would just how to break up a crowd.
Yeah, except you lot, ridiculous where your heads go. Like I was with the woman who was screaming and then trying to record it for, you know, prosperity
what,
and to show the police.
What was the screaming thing?
You guys are standing there going, oh, what should we bring a chainsaw down with? Oh, a shovel. Like what?
A shovel.
Poke a bloke with the shovel, he's going to drop a chainsaw.
But you, reckon... you need something to get caught up in the chain.
If you put a shovel into a chainsaw, methinks it's going to spew off lots of little bits of metal.
A rake would be good. Imagine raking him.
Do you know what though? When the police try and break up a protest or a riot, they don't need police horses and capsicum. Just the revving of a chainsaw. Just
disperse, please.
Plumbers become super plumbers, installing a super quick water dispenser. Superquick.com.au.